All right, we're back here on Hockey Night in Escanaba. We're in Sault Ste. Marie as the Eskimos skate with the Sault Ste. Blue Devils. And in our player spotlight tonight, here in the first intermission, is one of the goaltenders on our team, Bryce Buchbinder. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How about you, Jack?
Hey, I'm all right. Pretty nice ride over here, huh?
Boring, but yeah.
Oh, it was boring. But the boys got a nice bite to eat, eh?
Got some Buffalo Wild Wings getting ready to go.
Yeah, that was a... Now, I had the chicken quesadilla. What did you end up with?
I just had some barbecue wings. I had 15 of them.
Did you eat all 15 of them?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
There you go. I should know better, right? You're a big boy there. You got... I mean, we need you there as a backup for Dylan tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, tonight.
And then you got to play in the morning, aren't you, in Kingsford?
Yep, I get to play in the morning.
Yeah, see? So, well, let's talk a little about this season. You guys didn't know for a long time you'd even have a season. So what was that all like for you?
It was kind of a bummer. We were a little upset, obviously. The boys were ready. I'm pretty sure it was this season. Some boys were sneaking onto the ice trying to get out there, and it was...
Well, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, we were getting ice time here and there, not with the team, but...
No, well, and then... So you're one of the Gladstone boys.
Yep.
So talk a little about... how long you've been playing hockey, and because the Escanaba Junior Hockey Association, of course, is, you know, Gladstone's part of that.
Yeah, I've been playing hockey since I was 6 years old. I started playing, like, mites. I've been a goalie since, what was I? Pee-wees, so I don't remember how old I was, actually. Full-time goalie, I think, starting at age 12. Got on the high school team 3 years ago. You know, didn't get much ice time, but a lot of good quality games playing with the boys.
Yeah, I mean, you were behind Trevor Danone there, and he was you knew going in he was going to get most of the games, right?
Yeah, Trevor was a good goalie. I was young. I wasn't up to his level yet.
No, but you've gotten better. I know that game up in Hancock, that must have been interesting up there in the Keweenaw when you didn't have much notice, did you?
No, I just got off injury right then, so I just get back, and he says, all right, you're starting Hancock tonight. I said, okay. Went out there and played.
Dude, don't blame me if it doesn't go well, right?
Yeah.
What was your injury? What'd you do?
I dropped my pelvis out of place. I became overly flexible.
Oh, God.
So I had to spend a month or two building up muscle again.
Oh, that's just painful. I wish I hadn't asked you that, Bryce.
Yeah, it hurt.
Oh, my God. Well, but don't you need your pelvis to be a goalie?
That's probably the most important part, so maybe.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Jeez. Well, I'm assuming that the pelvis is back in its right spot now.
Oh, yeah, now it is. I got a bunch of tape and stuff trying to hold it together.
Yeah, that's right. Duct tape. Duct tape always works with everything. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, but you played well up there in Hancock, and I bet that helped your confidence.
It helped a little bit. It was an okay game.
I mean, we still lost, you know, but, yeah. But you know.
I thought the boys played really good that night, actually.
Well, so you've had your ups and downs, obviously, playing this season, but you got the dub the other night. I'm going to ask you, though, what's it like getting scored on 6 seconds into the game? I mean, how do you get your head back, man?
Well, I've been playing hockey long enough. I was under Nick Kolich as a coach. He just taught me, don't think about it. So I kind of don't think about it till after the game, so it doesn't affect me at all.
Do you even remember that shot?
All I remember is it was a breakaway.
You're like, oh.
I don't remember where it went in on me. All I know is I was too far in my net. I had to be more aggressive.
Yeah, well, but you learn, right?
You live and you learn.
And you made 34 saves, so it's not like you just sat around all game and babied your pelvis.
You're not wrong there.
No, you got some work. So what are your plans after high school, man? What would you like to do?
I haven't really thought too far into that yet. I'm not sure. Maybe go to college for something. I'm not sure exactly what yet. I was thinking maybe electrician is my first option.
So you don't want to be a radio guy?
I feel like I wouldn't do very good at that.
I don't know, Bryce. I think you know, I'll talk to Jocks over there because he did radio with me before, right? Gladstone.
Right.
So I'll talk to him and get you in there.
All right. Can do that.
What are some things you like to do besides play hockey, man?
No, I normally just sit at home with my dog. Play a little bit of golf here and there.
Golf
rounds.
Not yet. It's snow is melting though, except here in the Sioux.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
By my house, everybody's doesn't have snow except for me. My yard's still covered.
What do you think that tells you about you? You have the only snow in Gladstone.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Your dog. So what's your dog's name?
Oh, Lexi. She's a little tiny lab.
She's okay. And she puts up with you, hey?
Oh, yeah, she's a little old dog. She doesn't really care anymore.
Yeah, yeah, it's good to have that. I have that attitude, too. I'm not a dog, but I'm old, you know? So, well, Bryce, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening tonight, man.
Oh, I don't know who'd be listening. Maybe my dad will be listening, or my mom will probably be listening tonight.
All right, well, you may want to say hi to them, then. Well, otherwise, you're going to get locked out when we get home at 2 o'clock in the morning tonight.
Yeah, hi, Mom. Don't lock me out, please.
All right. Well, it's great having you on the team again, Bryce, and let's go get him today.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Sure will.
All right. Bryce Buchbinder, everybody, in our first intermission, the scoring summary from here in the Sioux, straight ahead next on the Eskimo Hockey Network.